Welcome to part two of our amazing time with Joe Cipriano. If you are just tuning in to this bonus part two, we are at a standstill in the trivia world. Matt Baker and Mandy Fisher are all tied up, and we need to figure out who's going to win this thing, Joe.
By the way, I have an extra question as well. I don't know if you want to.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we do that.
We are in edit right now. We can do both of them, and you can.
Let's do this. If they both guess the same thing and both get it right, then we'll go to yours as the backup.
Okay, that's
okay.
Good.
That's good.
So we just yell it out, or what? Do we just yell it out?
Yeah, just yell it out. That's what you usually
average,
do, right?
Maybe
write it down and hold it up for us on camera. So that
that's smart.
And then
Matt, do you have a pen?
Matty, do you have a pen?
I got a pen.
All right, here we go. On average, human beings pass gas between 1 and 12 times per day, 13 to 21 times per day, that's B, or C, 22 to 26 times per day. So A is 1 to 12, B is 13 to 21, and C is 22 to 26.
Don't put it up yet, Andy.
I got my answer.
All right, on the count of three, show your answers. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
They both said C. And it's a good thing Joe has a question because they're both fucking wrong.
I would have gone with C as well.
The answer was B, 13 to 21 times per day.
Dang.
Unless it's the early morning hours and you're over the age of 60.
Or you've gone to Chipotle.
Right, exactly.
Or you're running a marathon.
Wow, so we have a double tiebreaker.
We have a double tiebreaker coming up, and it's all going to come down
to
your question, Joe. You're going to have to craft this well.
What you have to do is to release a test fart.
Of course, I have four choices, A, B, C, and D.
Oh, shit.
Hollywood, California. Home to many famous movie and television stars, studios, record companies, and attractions like the Hollywood Walk of Fame and the iconic Hollywood sign. In 1978, Hugh Hefner and eight other donors led a group to raise over $250,000 to rebuild the deteriorating Hollywood sign. Hefner paid for the letter Y. Gene Autry donated the L. Andy Williams donated the W. What famous person donated the O? Is it one? Oh, no, let's do A. Okay. Let's do A, two, C. No, here we go. A, is it David Bowie?
Oh.
B, Ronald Reagan. This is 1978. C, Alice Cooper. D, Rosemary Clooney, who donated and paid for the O.
We need to insert the Jeopardy theme right now while they think.
David Bowie, Ronald Reagan, Alice Cooper, Rosemary Clooney.
All right, I got mine.
All right, so on the count of three, everybody will raise their answers. 1, 2, 3.
D for Matt, C for Mandy. Answer is Alice Cooper, C.
Mandy gets the
Mandy
win tonight.
Out the win. Way to go.
Snaked out that win.
Congratulations, That's Mandy. Awesome. Would you like to make your acceptance speech now?
Thank you very much.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got. Yeah. Thank you, Ryder, for making it possible for me to win tonight's trivia game and for deferring your question to me. Yeah. I appreciate you, and my next drink will be in dedication to your ass.
Excellent. Thank you. That's what I needed there. Just a little bit of love.
Yeah.
Just a scotch.
That's Oscar worthy.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of a little bit of love, let's give some to our guest tonight, Mr. Joe Cipriano, who you can actually train with.
Oh my God.
Which is crazy. Joe, after all these years, a guy who's made all the money and then some is still in the industry, still coaching, still doing your thing. What is your thing? What is Promo Masterclass?
Over the years, I've always been asked to teach. Can you teach promos? And I would do it, but I never felt confident in doing it. I just you know, I'm kind of guy, and maybe Ryder, you're like this, and you guys, you know, you get the script and you read it, you know instantly what needs to be done. I had a problem with telling somebody else what needs to be done. I just kind of, you know, inherently knew what to do with it. Of course, you're
taking
direction.
Because it came easy to you.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it's Don LaFontaine, you know, he and I both worked at Fox at the same time. He did all the dramas, I did all the comedies. We were of the same ilk. I mean, it's on the page. You know, as soon as you read it and as soon as you see the spot, hear the music, you know what needs to be done. Of course, it's refined and maybe totally changed by direction, but that's, and so I never felt comfortable in telling somebody else how to do it. And I just got sick and tired of that. And it was New Year's Day last year. So this is 2024, New Year's Day, 2023. I followed The Rock, Dwayne The Rock. And on New Year's Day, he did a Instagram post. I was still in bed. We'd woken up. We were with friends in Orlando. We'd had a great evening. And he's doing this story.
And they're all in bed with you?
No, I although well, that would make it a much better story, don't you think? Shut up. I'm trying to listen to The Rock. Quiet. And he did this post that talked about being New Year's Day, and you have to decide with your goals. Look at all of your goals and say, is this one day or is this one day one? And I said, son of a effing thing, this is going to be day one. I am going to concentrate. I'm going to create a program that I know that I can do and teach promos. And that's what started this 7-month development of this online promo masterclass, which is highly interactive. I mean, I was doing it before we connected tonight, and I'll do it after. I have about 20 students in it right now in multiple books, different books. There's an intro class. There's a master class. There in the intro, there are 8 to 10 spots that we do in 3 different styles of promo sessions. In the master class, there are over 20. And so they do their reads and they upload their read on the script after my direction. And I get a notification. I'll get an email saying that so-and-so has, you know, put up a read. I go in, I listen to it, and then I either do a video or audio back to them with my thoughts and direction, and do a little redirect, and then they go and they do it again. So these classes are they're the access to me for one-on-one.
You know what the scary part of all of that is, Joe, is that right there is more than I get in any promo session for real these days.
Yeah. Right. Okay. True. That's true because you're on your own. I mean, right. you're just going. Yeah. And that's part of that is preparing for that, you know, to be on your own and what to look for in a script and decide what you're going to do with it. I'm always saying there are 60 people reading on this spot. And often one of my redirects will be, you know, Matt, it was a great read, but there's nothing there that is going to make me, the casting person, the producer, the writer-producer, say, I want to take this one, put it on the short stack, so that now I go from 60 to 5 and listen to it. You always have to think about, what can I do that is going to make me stand out? What is going to pique their interest and go, I want to hear more of that. I want to direct that a little bit and fine-tune it. You know, that's part of it, you know, Ryder, is that you have to, when you're on your own, always remember, I've got to do something special with this.
Which is why if you're trying to emulate someone else, it's a really bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Again, it comes back to, you know, always have yourself in there, you know, because that's what makes you unique and different. And you could see it from a whole different perspective than someone else. And that's what, you know, piques their interest. So, so I'll get a notice that, you know, it's up there. We go in, we go back and forth. You know, the intro class, depending on, it's a go at your own pace. It could be anywhere from 2 weeks to, you know, people have done it, you know, 4 weeks. Just depends on how busy they are. The master class is about a 4-week class, but that can go 2 months. And they have complete access to me anytime. we have discussions. We, you know, talk about the spots. We, you know, just have chats. And it's easy for me to do it because it's asynchronous. I don't have to be, you know, there live. I get a notice when in my day I have a moment, I jump in and I can, you know, chat with three of the, you know, voiceover talent that are in the class and leave my 1 minute or 2 minute, you know, response. So that's it. Promomasterclass.com is where
you're crazy how much shit has changed in the last 20 years. Joe used to handwrite me stuff like 18 years ago, pop it in the mail. Now all he just got to do is look at his phone.
I remember the first one was, leave me alone. Stop
following me. Yeah. Next time it'll be the police.
The question is, have you taught AI Joe yet to do all this for you?
No, I have not, but I just had a major AI chat today that's mind-blowing. We can't even get into it right now.
Okay, we might have to do that on another round, on another time, on another episode, but we are over time for now. We have a standard sign-off that we always say together as a group as we close for the night, and it's just two simple, powerful words. Mandy, what are they?
Are you ready to receive these powerful words, Joe?
I can't wait.
They're powerful words. They are later, bitches.
Why don't you give us a count in, Joe?
Okay.
Like a big network promo count in.
In 3, 2, 1.
Later, bitches.
Bitches.
Very nice. Thanks for having me. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Joe. I told you this was going to be unlike any other freaking podcast you've done.
No, isn't it? It's so fun. You know, I'm so tired of how did you start in voiceover, you know, and what was your first gig and, you know, all of that. How many times can you tell that story? This is just so fun.
So, Joe, could you tell me what's your goal now as a talent who's been doing this for so long?
Is to get another one of these.
Yes!
Yeah, there it is. Mine is to get one of those. I just want one.
Yes.
You go check on my cat.
Yeah, you take care of your cat. I'm going to go feed some horses. Mandy, enjoy the buzz.
the winning glow of victory.
That's right.
Yes.
And Joe, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryder. I appreciate it.
You were fabulous.
Thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye.